with the media on my front lawn. I say some people surely will condemn me, but others will arise to defend me. Start a GoFundMe page to pay my legal bills. And I'd like to announce to the public my latest construction project, the big and beautiful Museum of American Mascots Resort Casino. And the main attraction is this dead buffalo and eagle. Gonna carpet the lobby in rattlesnake skin so you can tread on it when you walk on in. We got nickel slots guaranteed to hit the jackpot once a day. Enjoy your stay at the great big beautiful Museum of American Mascots Resort Casino. And it all started with this dead buffalo and eagle.
As everyone knows, the eagle's supposed to be the symbol of freedom. The very respected, government protected, it's against the law to eat 'em. On dollars and collars and medals for scholars and flags that wag in the wind. On cigars you puff and American stuff, the eagle is proudly pinned. With such a position in the American tradition, eagles are responsible birds. Moral delinquencies and idiosyncrasies are seldom if ever incurred. But there once was an eagle who was not very regal by the name of J. Edgar Swoop. 'Twas quite often heard that bird's absurd and ought to be kept in a coop. Example I'd say would be his toupee, which he thought made him look debonair. And if he went to pack, he'd always hitchhike, never did travel by air. And Jay hung around the streets downtown, he said, them mountains are dull. All that you meet's is occasional sheeps or a couple of high-flying gulls. But the worst thing of all was that he had the gall to wear some baggy old knickers. They were pink and blue plaid and fit him so bad they caused titters, guffaws, and snickers. Well, in the government town, word got around about J. Edgar and his antics. So a meeting was held and some senators yelled, un-American and the usual pedantics. The FBI director, a federal bird inspector, was called in to handle the deal. Said, it looks like to me this eagle's too free. I expect he's gone over the hill. Well, there's only one choice, said the people's voice. America's depending on us. We gotta find this bird and give him the word. E pluribus unum or bust. So the FBI, well, they went out to try to make Jay claw the line. But he just wouldn't listen, so they throwed him in prison to pay for his traitorous crime. In the government town, with things quieted down, they decided to make an appendage. 'Cause the symbol of the country was in the penitentiary, and they needed a new government image. The measure was born and committees were formed to find a new Yankee Doodle. And the symbol at best reflected the West was none but the miniature poodle. Some argued the facts, what a poodle lacks, and besides they said they're French. But said the committee, so the Statue of Liberty, and it went up before the bench. Well, the measure was passed and the law at last was entered on government laws. J. Edgar didn't care. Poodles are queer. America's gone to the dogs.
America, along with advertising, continued to flourish. 1810, Baltimore, Maryland. just before the War of 1812. To the blacksmith shop of Harry and Dave Rumpelmeyer came lawyer and songwriter Francis Scott Key.
Who is it, Dave?
It's Francis Scott Key, again.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Mr. Rumpelmeyer. Remember me? Francis Scott Key?
Oh, yeah. You're the fella who writes the jingles.
That's right. And I got yours all finished.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Matter of fact, I've been thinking maybe I don't want to advertise after all.
No time to back down now. Don't you want to corner the horseshoe industry? Put Rumpelmeyer's on everybody's lips and every horse's feet?
Sounds like a good idea, Harry, but how would anybody hear our jingle?
Ah, you want to talk media. Okay, I suggest you put your entire budget into horse.
Horse?
Horse. I'll ride around the country on horseback and sing it.
No, I can't afford to put a man on the road.
Well, let me just give you an idea how your jingle goes.
No, that won't
be... Here, I'll sing it for you. I'll just hit this anvil here and get a bell note.
Rumpelmeyer's horseshoes are the best you can use. What so proudly he's nailed onto all kinds of horses, whose broad backs and bright eyes, as they smile in their stalls, give proof through the night that they wear Rumpelmeyer's. Ask the horse who owns one, he'll say, son of a gun, Rumpelmeyer's horseshoes are by me number one. That's Rumpelmeyer's horseshoes, spelled Rumpelmeyer's. 27 Chestnut Street. Ask for Harry or Dave.
Well, I think you like my jingle, but why did you rise to your feet and hold your hats over your hearts?
I don't know, Mr. Key. Just an urge came over us.
Yeah. So, what do you think?
I'm sorry, Mr. Key. I just can't afford to advertise. What with the War of 1812 coming on and all that?
That's all right. I'll just toss it in the trunk one of these days. Who knows?
Do you think the bus route should be different? Does a 24-hour shop not stock your favorite snack? Do you want your voice heard on important issues like college affordability? In order for the Student Government Association to fix your problems, we need you to tell them to us. This is why we made the page WTFUMD. Tweet your problems, thoughts, and recommendations to @WTFUMD or post on Facebook at facebook.com/WTFUMD. What to fix at UMD? Tell us your problems.
Good evening, folks. Celebrating the 4th of July on Dave's Record Collection, 6 to 10 every Saturday evening. And we are approaching the last hour of regular programming. We'll have a little bit of overtime tonight. Percolator from Jim Weider from the album Percolator in the background. Stan Freberg leaving us off with a couple that relate. One is Rumpelmayer's Horseshoes. And before that, Rumpelmayer's Horseshoes, the Francis Scott Key story. A funny thing from the History of the USA, Volume 2, Stan Freberg did. The original one, I think, was 61 or somewhere around there. This one came out much later. I don't remember exactly when. Going back to 1969 with Mason Williams and J. Edgar Swoop from his album Music. Joey Campfire, The Museum of American Mascots, from Raise Your Voice, Songs of Resistance from the Nation's Capital, released earlier this year. Kim Eaton, the producer, and what a great album. And you heard that one from there tonight. Tiff Merritt, Bird of Freedom, from Bramble Rose, going back to 2002. She's got a new one coming out, by the way. James McMurtry, No More Buffalo, from It Had to Happen. Preceded, Stan Freberg, once again, from the United States of America, Volume 2. You heard America, America. Jimmy Buffett, going back to maybe his first album, I believe. That one was the first, not the second. Before the Beach was a collection of the first two albums from Jimmy Buffett. You're Captain America. Spinal Tap with America from This Is Spinal Tap. That's what we've been listening to. Well, we got another hour of regular time and then a bonus set or so, shall we say. And stay tuned. WMUC-FM College Park. This is Dave's Record.
Washington. toil of tradition, the roar of the guns. It's a god-awful job, but it's gotta be done, protecting the soul of America. And them good old boys in their three-piece suits, they're feathering their nests while they're rallying the troops. They cut off the files, don't worry about the rules. They're all in the soul of America. And I'm looking for the soul.
With me, oh my Washington. could ever forget. The night by the Arlington flame, where the monuments laugh over thousands of years, and you whispered and called me by name. And when that sun goes down at the end of the day, you know I'll always remember you who were tender to me on Washington's day. I hope and I pray that you'll be here with me when the mountains that rise tumble into the sea, when the kingdoms that come set us free on our way.
For the line it is drawn, and the curse it is cast. As the slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, as the first one now will later be last. For the times the other
through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the wars against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA. Coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet, from the homicidal bitchin' that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. It's coming to America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery of change. And it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA. I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. And I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Sail on. Sail on, O mighty ship of state, to the shores of need, past the reefs of greed, through the squalls of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on.
Lady Liberty, are you here? Lady Liberty, are you still here? Can you see us now? Can you see us now? Lady Liberty's tears, may they wash away the prejudice. Lady Liberty sighs at the words from the highest office. Lady Liberty's eyes see profiteering and still here.
Can you see us now? Can you see us now?
1, 2, 3, 4. Boom, ba boom, boom, ba ba boom, 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 ba boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom,
feeling good. Saw a bird with a tear in his eye, walking New Orleans, my oh my. Say, hey bird, would you rather die? Walk this world when you were born to fly. I was sun, I looked for shade. I was bed, I would stay a name. I was a river, I would run up hill. You call me, you know I will. And if you call me, you know I will. Ooh, freedom. Ooh, liberty. Oh, leave me alone to find my own way home.
I say what I mean and I don't give a damn. I do believe and I am who I am. Hey now mama, come and take my hand. Whole lot of shaking all over this land. If I was an eagle, I'd dress like a duck. I'd crawl like a lizard and honk like a truck. If I get a notion, I'll climb this tree or chop it down and you can't stop me.
Oh, I'll chop it down and you can't stop me.
Ooh, freedom. Ooh, liberty. Oh, leave me alone to find my own way home. To find my own way home.
Went to the well, but the water was dry. Dipped my bucket in the clear blue sky. Looked in the bottom, and what did I see? Saw the whole damn world looking back at me. I was a bottle, I spilled for love. Sake of mercy, I would kill for love. I was a liar, I would lie for love. Sake of my baby, I'd die for love. Sake of my baby, I'd die for love. Ooh, freedom. Ooh, liberty. Oh, leave me alone to find my own way home. Find my own way home. Ooh, freedom. Ooh, liberty. Oh, leave me alone to find my own way home.
Red and white, all blue suede shoes. I'm Uncle Sam. Said, how do you do? They say
There's a flag on a hill in my hometown, next to a statue of George Washington, and it flies for ideas that he fought for anyone. Ideas that still hold today. One person, one vote, and the law of all united defense that we never let fall, and everyone with a chance to answer their call. No royals or church of the state. And we can't just take this for granted. It's a peace and a strength that must be defended. It's the land of the free, best on the planet, and we must defend our stand like a flag on a hill. And the way we must go is lit by science's light, children's education, a commitment to rights, and peace when we're able but willing to fight. That's the American way. And we can't just take this for granted. It's a peace and a strength, it must be defended. It's the land of the free, best on the planet, and we must defend our stand like a flag on a hill, flag on a hill, like a flag on a hill, flag on a hill, like a flag on a hill. And I know mistakes they were made, segregation, suffrage, and Indians and slaves, but there's been real progress and changes got made, and that's the American way. Yeah, we can't just take this for granted. It's the peace and the strength, it must be defended. It's the best that there's been, best on the planet, and we must deep understand. Like a flag on a hill, flag on a hill, like a flag on a hill, flag on a hill, like a flag on a hill. There's a flag on a hill in my hometown, next to a statue of George Washington, and it flies for ideas that he fought for anyone. Ideas that still hold today. Ideas that still hold today.
I march for my brothers who couldn't be here. I march for the hidden and the disappeared. I pray for the families living in fear. I walk for their freedom to build a life here.
We are the people, let's join hands. We are the people,
together we stand.
We are the people, hand in hand. We are the people,
we love a great land. I sing for the forests who moan in the wind, the free flowing tides of the rivers and all the oceans. I stand for my sisters who work day and night. I reach out to artists who change dark to light.
We are the people, let's join hands. We are the people,
together we stand.
We are the people, let's join hand in hand. We are the people,
we love a great land. I embracing our differences with love in our eyes. We're marching together, our hearts in the streets. We raise up our voices for those who can't speak. I shout for my grandparents, warriors, oh, they fought against the fascists. I hear the same call. We are the people, let's join hands. We are the people, together we stand. We are the people, let's go hand in hand. We are the people, we love a great land. We are the people, we love a great land.
new girl who's almost a lady. She had a way with all the men in her life. Every inch of her blossom and beauty. She was born on the 4th of July. Well, she lived in an aluminum house trailer, and she worked in a jukebox saloon, and she spent all the money that I give her just to see the old man in the moon. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake in the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the great compromise. Well, we'd go out on Saturday evenings to the driving on Route 41, and it was there that I first suspected that she was doing what she'd already done. She said, "Johnny, won't you get me some popcorn?" And she knew I had to walk pretty far. And as soon as I passed through the moonlight, she hopped into a foreign sports car. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake in a dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened, I was a victim of the great compromise. Well, you know, I could have beat up that fella, but it was her that had hopped into his car. And many times I fought to protect her, but this time she was going too far. Now some folks, they call me a coward, 'cause I left her at the driving that night. But I'd rather have names thrown at me than to fight for a thing that ain't right. I used to sleep at foot of Old Glory and awake in a dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the great compromise. Well, she writes all the fellas love letters, send greetings, come and see me real soon. And they go and line up in the barroom, spend the night in that sick woman's room. But sometimes I get awful lonesome, and I wish she was my girl instead. But she won't let me live with her, and she makes me live in my head. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake in the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the great compromise.
Living now, here
fortune placed by fate's mysterious schemes. Who'd believe that we're the ones asked to try to rekindle the patriot's dreams? Arise, sweet destiny, time runs short. All of your patience has heard their retort. Hear us now, for alone we can't see to try to rekindle the patriot's dream.
Whispered all along the American's dream. Tyrants free, the just are imprisoned. Oh, try to rekindle the patriot's dreams.
Oh, but perhaps too much has been asked of too few. You and your children with nothing to do.
Hear us now, for long we can't see to try to rekindle the pain.